CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 13th of April 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Apply to be in the RSGB team for the YOTA Camp 2025. Be part of the RSGB Exam Tutors Review Panel. Catch up with the RSGB 2025 AGM on YouTube. If you are aged between 16 and 25 and are passionate about amateur radio, then this is news for you. This year's Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp will take place between the 18th and 25th of August at the historical Chateau Jeanville near Paris in France. The event is being organised by the French National Amateur Radio Society, REF, and the IARU. It's a chance of a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and their national society. If you are ready for exciting experiences, would like to make new friends, and want to help shape the future of amateur radio, then the RSGB would love to hear from you. If you'd like to find out more about what's involved and to submit an application, go to rsgb.org/YOTA-camp. The closing date for applications is the 2nd of May for team leader and the 16th of May for team members. Apply today and don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity. The RSGB is looking to recruit volunteers from the exam tutor community to help pre-screen documentation prior to the public release as part of the process of improving the quality of documents issued by the Exam and Syllabus Review Group, ESRG. The Exam Tutors Review Panel is intended to be an informal group of approximately six tutors who are currently involved in providing training for amateur radio license exams at any of the three current levels. Panel members will be asked to use their skills to help improve the quality of the syllabus, the questions in the published question bank, and other published documentation. They will receive advanced copies of documents that are due to be published, and they will be expected to return any comments within an agreed timescale, which is typically 2 weeks. The ESRG is not obliged to accept the recommendations from panel members, but if they do not accept a recommended change, they will explain why. All documents and additional correspondence sent to panel members will be under an embargo until the final versions are released to the public. The Exam Tutors Review Panel is intended to run for an initial 6 weeks and will then be reviewed. If you are interested in becoming a member of this panel, please email Board Director Len Paget, GM0ONX, via the call sign golfmark0OscarNovemberXray@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB would like to thank everyone who joined the RSGB 2025 AGM, which was held yesterday, 12th of April. If you missed the live event, you'll still be able to watch the full live stream on the Society's YouTube channel. As well as the formal AGM business, the board answered questions from RSGB members on a wide range of topics. You'll also be able to watch the President's Review of 2024, delivered by John McCulloch, MBE, GI4BWM, who was the RSGB president at the time. The AGM also included a presentation about the Society's strategy, led by Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX. There were contributions from the Board Director, Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, Spectrum Forum Chair, Murray Nyman, G6JYB, and the current president, Bob Beebe, GU4YOX. Timestamps will be available in the video summary on YouTube, allowing you to skip through any particular section you may want to watch. Go to rsgb.org/AGM to find out more about every aspect of the AGM, including personal statements from the new president, board directors, and regional representatives. Don't forget that as part of the celebrations of the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union, the RSGB will be activating the call sign GB0IARU throughout this month. A commemorative QSL card is available for QSOs made during the period from the 1st of April to the 30th of April 2025. On QRZ.com you can find full details of the special event station, how to apply for your commemorative card, and a spreadsheet showing who is activating the call sign. World Amateur Radio Day 2025 is taking place on Friday, the 18th of April, and coincides with the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. This year's theme is Entering the Next Century of Amateur Radio Communications and Innovation. All radio amateurs are invited to take to the airwaves to show their skills and capabilities to the public. You can read more about the event on the IARU website via IARU.org. Now for details of rallies and events. The Moray Firth Amateur Radio Society surplus equipment sale is taking place on Saturday, the 19th of April, at Rose Isle Village Hall near Birkhead. Doors open to traders at 10 a.m. and to the general public between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. There is ample parking on site and catering will be available. Entry is £5 and tables for sellers are £10. Find out more by going to mike.foxtrot.alpha-romeo-sierra.club. And the Cambridge Repeater Group Rally is taking place on Sunday the 27th of April at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, CB22-6RN. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. to the general public. The entrance fee is £4. The event will include a car boot sale, trade stands, bring and buy area, catering disabled facilities, and an RSGB bookstore. There's a free Marshalls car park. A cash and card burger van will open at 8 a.m. The venue rules state strictly no dogs except assistance dogs on the field. Go to cambridgerepeaters.net for further details and bookings. Now the special event news. The Experimental Danish Radio Amateurs Association, also known as EDR, will be celebrating World Amateur Radio Day on the 18th of April with special event station 5 Papa Zero Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta. The group is also operating special call sign Oscar Zulu 100 IARU between the 19th of April and the 27th of April to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the IARU. More information can be found at qrz.com. The Polish Amateur Radio Union is celebrating 95 years since its founding, as well as the centenary of the IARU. To mark the occasion, 10 special event stations are active until the 25th of April. Full details of the event, as well as available awards, can be found via hamaward.cloud. The Spanish National Society, URE, will also be on the air to mark the 100th anniversary of the IARU. Members will be active on 160 to 6 metres between the 15th of April and the 30th of April, with 10 different special event stations, including Alpha Oscar 100 IARU. Special awards will be available, as well as medals for the top participants from each continent who achieve the highest number of contacts with the stations on different bands and modes. Go to uniformromeoecho.echosierra for further details. Now the DX news. Paul GW0NGA will be active from Jamestown in St. Helena as ZD7P PG from the 12th of April until the 19th of April. He'll be active on the HF bands during his spare time, QSL via his home call, possibly EQSL. Alda PY1 SAD is active again from Georgetown in Guyana as 8 Romeo 1 Tango Mike until the 26th of April. Alda will be operating on all bands using CW, SSB, digital and satellite, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. 4 German operators will be active from Anigada Island in the British Virgin Islands as Victor Papa 2 Victor India from the 10th to the 27th of April. Full details via QRZ.com. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 15th of April, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 23 sems band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 16th, the 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 10th of April 2025. A fast solar wind caused some disruption last week, often sending the KP index up to 5 with many 3-hour periods in excess of 4. The solar wind speed was in the 600 to 700 kilometers a second range, which caused a moderate G2 geomagnetic storm and visible aurora at higher latitudes midweek. Glancing CMEs that left the sun on the 9th of April brought a small chance of enhanced geomagnetic activity at the end of the week. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined slightly from a high of 184 on the 5th of April to 167 on Thursday the 10th. There have been quite a few C-class solar flares, but only 2 M-class flares and no X-class events over the past 7 days. This geomagnetic activity has taken its toll on HF propagation, with lower critical frequencies at times and lower MUFs. This, coupled with the start of a change to summer ionospheric conditions, has meant that MUFs over a 3,000 km path have often struggled to get past 19.7 megs at times. We've probably seen the best of the long-range 10-meter propagation until the autumn, but we will have sporadic E and its associated short skip from next month to make up for it. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will fall further, perhaps to between 135 and 140 by the 15th of April. Geomagnetic conditions are also likely to improve, with a KP index of 2 to 3 forecast for the period after tomorrow. We may expect more problematic geomagnetic conditions, with a predicted KP index of 4 from the 21st to the 24th of April. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The long spell of fine, settled weather and strong tropo is leaving us for a while, starting this weekend, and the high pressure is giving way to slow-moving areas of low pressure with cloud and rain for the coming week. Although it won't rain all the time, it will be considerably wetter than recent weeks, with some heavy spells of rain at times and good prospects of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. It's possible that there could be some thunder in the heavier rain, so it's now the season to be aware of lightning risk. The meteor scatter prospects are staggering towards the 22nd of April nirids, which peak on Tuesday of the following week, so we're still probably relying on random activity for most of this coming week, but with improving chances. The solar conditions have been feeding low-level auroral activity, and it remains a good time of the year when some effective auroral conditions can appear, so stay alert to the state of the KP index, just in case. The good news at this time of the year is that Sporadiki will eventually make an appearance, usually on 10 or 6 metres, and is quite often first picked out on the digital modes. It will be into late April before we need to get too excited about this, but there's no harm in getting a set of beacons in mind for tracking an opening. Remember, the main characteristic of Sporadiki is that it starts on the lower frequencies, like 10 metres, and works up to 6 to 4 metres, and then 2 metres in a high summer opening. EME path losses are at their maximum at apogee this evening, 13th, and moon declination is negative and falling further. Moon windows will continue to shorten, with peak elevation reaching only 8 degrees at the end of next week. 144 MHz sky noise starts the week low, but will increase during the week to more than 2300 Kelvin on Friday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is meetings for the Southwest and Wales. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society meets in the Bunker, Beau Séjour Leisure Centre, from 7:30 p.m. Everyone's welcome. The Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Clubroom is now open on Friday evenings from 8 p.m. Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting from 7:30 p.m. on Monday at the Baptist Church Hall, Commercial Road, Shepton Mallet, BA4 5BU. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Shorehampton Amateur Radio Club has a weekly club night on Fridays from 7 p.m. with a talk starting at 8 p.m. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 2 5. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road, Western Supermare. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a talk on low-pass and high-pass filters with G3OTK. And for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 25th of April at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfiggan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Carmarthen ARS is holding a face-to-face and on-air meeting on Tuesday, starting at 6:30 p.m. with a show-and-tell element. A short committee meeting will follow at 7 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The next meeting will take place on the 16th of April. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesday for an evening on the air. Next meeting of RIL and District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday, the 7th of May at 7:30 p.m. at the RIL Yacht Club building, Kimmel Bay, RIL. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7 p.m. And on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.